Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Joggen is to jog. Joggen, to jog. How would you say I jog? Ich jogge. How would you say you jog? Du joggst. How would you say when do you jog? Wann joggst du? Notice, we don't use in German this do you, does he, do. We don't have this do. We say, when jog you, wann joggst du? How would you say, when joggs he? Wann joggt er? How would you say, when do they jog? Wann joggen Sie? How would you say I jog every day? Ich jogge jeden Tag. You see, jeden is every or each day. Jeden Tag. Jeden Tag. And we end with en, jeden. So it's an accusative of time. Actually, it's der Tag, masculine. But the accusative masculine article is den. So we say jeden Tag. Ich jogge jeden Tag. I jog every day. How would you say I jog every week? Ich jogge jede Woche. You see, here we end with I. Ich jogge jede Woche. Because it's die Woche ending with an I. So we carry on the same I. How would you say, I jog every weekend? Ich jogge jedes Wochenende. Jedes with an S. Why? Because it's das Wochenende with an S. Ich jogge jedes Wochenende. How would you say, do you jog every day or every week? Joggst du jeden Tag oder jede Woche? How would you say, do you jog every weekend or every month? Joggst du jedes Wochenende oder jeden Monat? How would you say, in good weather, I jog every day? Bei gutem Wetter jogge ich jeden Tag. You see, bei gutem Wetter, in good weather. In German we say at good weather, bei gutem Wetter. Bei is a preposition that triggers always the dative. So we say gutem Wetter. Actually it's das Wetter, neuter. But the dative neuter article is dem. So we have an em at the end. And this is the same ending we carry on. He also in the adjective. We say bei gutem Wetter. Bei gutem with em because it's dative neuter. Bei gutem Wetter. In good weather. Now, this is the first position. Bei gutem Wetter. Now in German, we follow up with a second position. It has to be the verb in German. Bei gutem Wetter jogge ich. So we say it the other way around because we're not starting with I. At good weather, jog I each day. Bei gutem Wetter jogge ich jeden Tag. How would you say at good weather or in good weather, I jog every week? Bei gutem Wetter jogge ich jede Woche. I would say, in good weather, I jog every weekend. Bei gutem Wetter jogge ich jedes Wochenende. How would you say, in bad weather, I don't jog? Bei schlechtem Wetter jogge ich nicht. You see, here the same, bei schlechtem. Schlecht is actually bad, the adjective, but we add the em of the dative neuter article. So we say, bei schlechtem Wetter jogge ich nicht. How would you say, in bad weather, I jog only 5 minutes? Bei schlechtem Wetter jogge ich nur 5 Minuten. How would you say, I jog in bad weather? Sorry, how would you say, I don't jog in bad weather? Ich jogge nicht bei schlechtem Wetter. So here we start with ich, then we can follow with a verb that is fixed at the second position. Ich jogge nicht bei schlechtem Wetter. How would you say, I jog only in good weather? Ich jogge nur bei gutem Wetter. How would you say, in good weather, I jog every day in the wood? Bei gutem Wetter jogge ich jeden Tag im Wald. Im Wald. Im with an M. Actually, this is a contraction of in plus dem, because here in triggers dative, and we use for der Wald, the wood, actually masculine. The masculine dative article is dem, so we say in dem Wald, and in dem we can contract. We can say im, so we say im Wald. Bei gutem Wetter jogge ich jeden Tag im Wald, in the wood. How would you say, in good weather, I jog every day in the park? Bei gutem Wetter jogge ich jeden Tag im Park. How would you say, in good weather, I jog every day in the wood or in the park? Bei gutem Wetter jogge ich jeden Tag im Wald oder im Park. How would you say, in the past, I've jogged? Ich habe gejoggt. How would you say, I didn't jog? Ich habe nicht gejoggt. So we use the auxiliary verb haben to build the past, and gejoggt is the participle. It's a regular participle. It starts with the prefix ge, ge, and ends with a t, gejoggt. Ich habe nicht gejoggt. How would you say, I didn't jog yesterday? Ich habe gestern nicht gejoggt. How would you say, yesterday I didn't jog? Gestern habe ich nicht gejoggt. Notice here, we start with gestern, so not with ich, but the verb, the first verb, here the auxiliary verb, haben, is fixed at the second position. Gestern habe ich nicht gejoggt. And the participle, the second verb, is kicked to the end. Gestern habe ich nicht gejoggt. How would you say, did you jog in the park yesterday? Hast du gestern im Park gejoggt? How would you say, did you jog in the wood yesterday? Hast du gestern im Wald gejoggt? Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb klettern, to climb. Klettern, to climb. Like to climb a mountain. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.